With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Merry Christmas, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the inspiring repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. The celebration of Christmas continues this week on With Heart and Voice as we listen to joyous and festive music to celebrate. We'll hear wonderful pieces by composers old and new, including works by Vaughan Williams, Pietro Jahn, Johannes Eckard, Dan Locklear, and many others. We'll begin with a stunning arrangement by David Wilcox of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, performed by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys. John Scott conducts with the St. Thomas Brass and organist Jeremy Bruns.
Thank you.
The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys sang David Wilcock's brilliant arrangement of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. John Scott conducted with the St. Thomas Brass and organist Jeremy Bruns. One of the most intriguing and satisfying organ works of Johann Sebastian Bach is his set of canonic variations on the Christmas chorale Vom Himmel Hoch, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. It's both learned and accessible, and we'll hear a thoughtful performance of these five variations, all in the form of canons, by Aaron David Miller. He plays the instrument at Trinity Lutheran Church in Linwood, Washington, built by Martin Pozzi.
Thank you.
Canonic Variations on Vom Himmel Hoch by J.S. Bach. Aaron David Miller performed on the Martin Pozzi instrument at Trinity Lutheran Church in Linwood, Washington. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Jesse Norman sings next as we listen to Gesù Bambino, composed by Pietro Jahn, the Italian-born organist and composer who made his career in the United States, including a number of years as organist at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. Ms. Norman is joined by the Ambrosian Singers and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, all conducted by Sir Alexander Gibson.
Yeah.
legendary soprano Jessi Norman sang two beloved pieces. We just heard Go Tell It on the Mountain, as arranged by Bruce Saylor. She was joined by the Maîtrise of Radio France. Earlier, we heard her sing Jesu Bambino by Pietro Jahn with the Ambrosian Singers and Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. John Rutter's gifts for melody and warm harmonies is evident in the intimate Nativity Carol, for which he wrote both words and music. The St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys sings, led by John Scott.
Thank you.
Nativity Carol by John Rutter was sung by the choir of St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue in New York. John Scott directed with accompaniment by Jeremy Bruns. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. It's difficult to imagine with our 21st century ears what a revelation it was to hear traditional folk melodies that are now part and parcel of our Christmas celebrations with early 20th century ears. The turn of the 20th century brought a strong movement, especially in Britain and America, to document and rediscover much of the oral tradition of folk music. This was in part due to a realization of the increasingly rapid societal changes that threatened to hasten the loss of those traditions. Perhaps no one was more influential in that movement than Ralph Vaughan Williams, as he gathered melodies from throughout the United Kingdom and incorporated them into his compositions and hymns. His Fantasia on Christmas Carols, composed in 1912, was the fruitful result of much of this research and assimilation, and includes such carols as the Sussex Carol, On Christmas Night, The First Noel, and a number of others. It's a veritable smorgasbord of what is now some of our favorite Christmas music. Try to imagine, though, hearing these tunes as if they were newly rediscovered gems. We'll hear a lovely performance by the choir of Winchester Cathedral with the Wainfleet Singers, all accompanied by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra. David Hill conducts. Ralph Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on Christmas Carols on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you. Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring.
On Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring.
News of great joy, news of great mirth, news of a merciful King's birth.
Thank you.
David Hill led the choir of Winchester Cathedral, the Wayne Fleet Singers, and the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra in Fantasia on Christmas Carols by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Bass soloist was Donald Sweeney. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A lovely polyphonic setting of the chorale Vom Himmel Hoch is next. It was composed by Johannes Eckard, one of the most prominent Lutheran composers of the late 16th century. We'll hear it performed by Stile Antico. Stile Antico performed Vom Himmel Hoch by late Renaissance composer Johannes Eckard. American composer Dan Locklear was commissioned in 2003 to write a piece for the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir in honor of their longtime accompanist Charles Manning. He gathered texts from several ancient and modern sources to create From East to West, the first stanza of which reads, "From east to west, from shore to shore, let every heart awake and sing the Holy Child whom Mary bore, the Christ, the everlasting King." And as you can imagine, the piece includes a significant organ accompaniment. We'll hear the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir perform, led by Eric Stark, with Charles Manning providing the organ accompaniment.
Thank you.
From East to West by Dan Locklear. The Indianapolis Symphonic Choir performed under the direction of Eric Stark. Charles Manning played the organ. The iconic Christmas hymn Joy to the World includes a brilliant text by Isaac Watts dating from 1719, which is paired with a tune attributed to Handel that graphically points out the coming to earth of the Savior with the descending scale of its first phrase. It was arranged by Lowell Mason in 1836 and further arranged in a Handelian style by John Rutter. We'll hear that arrangement performed by the Cambridge Singers and City of London Sinfonia, all directed by John Rutter. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers and City of London Sinfonia in his own arrangement of Joy to the World. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to continue the Christmas celebration. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter by following at @WHeartAndVoice. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.